Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Yesterday I was scrolling through Instagram, found some really good content on the Rugby League Review. Follow them on Instagram at Rugby League Review, always putting out really quality content. One of the other pages that I really respect just does a lot of really good content, worth following. And yesterday caught my attention a post that he put up. Each club's oldest player was the first slide, then number of NRL players of each age, and then, of course, a youthful competition where gives a couple of stats. I'm going to read into those with you in a moment, but some of this stuff I sort of assumed that I knew, but some of the information that came out of this really did take me by surprise, to be perfectly honest with you. So we'll go through it here. The first one is each club's oldest player. This surprised me, as I said at the start. For the Brisbane Broncos, we've got David Mead at age 33. I would have probably picked David Mead out of that group, to be honest with you. Jordan Rapana, 32. I thought probably would have been someone older than the Canberra Raiders than Jordan Rapana. I didn't realize he was the oldest and most experienced player there, especially to be older than like Jared Croker and stuff. Rapana, 32. I didn't realize he was that old, to be perfectly honest with you. Obviously, had a couple of guys. I think Ryan James would be around that mark. Ciasoliola, definitely older than that, but he retired last year. Canterbury probably would have got this one. Joshy Jackson, 30 years old. But even to consider that the oldest player at Canterbury is 30 years old, pretty crazy. You know, this, you feel like there's so many guys running around that are 33, 35, but it's not really the case anymore. In fact, the oldest player in the competition at the moment is 33 years old, which really caught me by surprise. For the Cronulla Sharks, they've got one of those players, Aiden Tolman, coming in at age 33, only arrived there last year. For the Gold Coast Titans, Kevin Proctor, their skipper, age 32. For the Manly Seagulls, Dally Cherry-Evans at age 32, Kieran Foran a little bit younger than DCE. Jesse Bromwich at the Melbourne Storm, age 32, so the oldest player at Melbourne, 32. Obviously had Cameron Smith a couple of years ago, pushing 36 or whatever it was. Dane Gagai, he walks into Newcastle, the oldest player there. He's 30 years old. Now, for me, I would have assumed that every club had a couple of players over the age of 30, to be honest with you, but it's not really the reality of it. Mitchell Pearce, he obviously would have been the oldest guy at this club, but he left the other day. So Dane Gagai at age 30, walking back into Newcastle, he is the oldest player there. The New Zealand Warriors, Ben Murdoch-Masilla, age 30. I would have thought Sean Johnson might have been around that mark. He must be 29 or 30. I guess he might be 30 as well. There's probably only a couple of months separating those two. Jake Granville from the North Queensland Cowboys, I think I would have got this one, 32. Pretty impressive for Jake the Snake Granville to jump in at center, jump in at fullback last year and absolutely dominate at age 32. Very, very impressive from Jake Granville. This is the one that really took me by surprise, the next two. The Parramatta Eels, their oldest player is Nathan Brown. He's 28 years old, so they don't have a single player over the age of 28, which might be a little bit telling when you look back at how the Parramatta Eels have performed over the last few years and how they go in big games. I don't know. There might be something to that, but I just I wouldn't have been able to tell you, obviously, who the player was that was the oldest there, because I obviously would have got it wrong. But it surprises me that it is Nathan Brown, and he is just 28 years old. I thought they would have been older personnel in this team, in this system. Penrith Panthers, their oldest player is Api Kurosawa. He's 29 years old. So not a player over 30 in the Panthers squad either. Obviously, last year they let James Tarmo and Josh Mansour go, two guys that were a lot older and had a lot of experience. I thought it might cost them at the start of the season. How wrong I was. They got younger and they got better in the big games. So full credit to Ivan Cleary and the coaching staff out there at Penrith. We've spoken about this a little bit this year, but Api and Nathan Brown, the two oldest guys at the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels, two top six teams, neither of them is over the age of 30. South Sydney Rabbitohs, their oldest player is Mark Nichols at age 31. So Damien Cook and, of course, Cody Walker, they must be around the same age. I'm assuming all this information is correct, obviously. I assume he's done his research. He normally does. Mark Nichols at age 31, the oldest player at South Sydney. As I said, Cook and Walker. I think Cook's 30. I think Walker must be 31 then. So they got a couple of guys around that mark. But still, I would have thought that there would have been someone over the age of 31 at South Sydney, just seeing how they're going. Andrew McCulloch, St. George Illawarra Dragons, age 31. Jared Rhea Hargraves at the Sydney Roosters, age 32. Interesting to see how much longer Jared goes for. Just been a stalwart of our game for so long. And I mean, 32, he could play, you know, you had Paul Gallen playing, who was 35 or so. He just got through a full season, pretty much injury-free, Jared, playing big minutes. So he'll probably ease off over the next few years with Lindsay Collins coming through and Takiaho and stuff. So interesting to see how much longer Jared goes for. And at the West Tigers, James Tamu, we mentioned that he was one of the guys that left the Penrith Panthers. He's aged 32 out there. Sorry, at the West Tigers, James Tamu, 32. So not a single player over 33 in this competition anymore. There's only two teams that have a player that is 33. It's Aiden Tolman and David Mead. So the Broncos and the Cronulla Sharks. I'm not sure if David Mead is going to be in the Broncos 20, top 20 players, realistically. Aiden Tolman, I'm not sure if he's going to be in their starting team. They've got a lot of new guys walking into that system, a lot of really handy forwards. So an interesting time. The one that shook me up the most, though, was definitely the Parramatta Eels. Their oldest player being 28 years old. That's pretty crazy. And two teams, their oldest player is under the age of 30, which is just wild to think about. I just assumed it wouldn't be that way. Now, when you have a look, the number of NRL players that are of each age in the competition, so he's got the Collins from 18 years old to 33 in the top 30 squads in the NRL, and then it's got the numbers of how many guys are that age right now. So there's only seven guys in this competition that are 18 years old, 24 guys that are 19 years old, 35 guys are 20 years old, so we're starting to sort of peak up. 44 guys in the NRL are 21 years old. 43 are 22, so you've got about 85 guys that are 21 or 22 in the NRL right now. You've got 48 guys that are 23 years old. Then there's a little bit of a drop-off. You got 37 guys that are 24 years old. Then you got your peak time. 54 guys are 25 years old right now, and then we start to go on a decline as we get older and older. There are 37 guys who are 26, 35 guys who are 27, and then we get a big decline. There are only 20 players in the NRL who are 28 years old. There are only 18 guys who are 29 years old. There's only 22 guys that are 30 years old, 14 guys that are 31, 11 guys that are 32, and only those two players that are 33, and there was no one that is older than the age of 33 in the NRL anymore. It is pretty crazy. It is a young person's game. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. Does this stat surprise me? Not really. Obviously, you're going to be very top-heavy. Teams need to invest for the future. You're going to have a heap of youngsters in your team. There's no real shocks there. But it did surprise me, the lack of numbers from 30 onwards. There is 22 players that are 30 years old, 14 players that are 31, what's that, 36, plus 11, that makes it 47. There's less than 50 guys left in the NRL who are 30 years and over right now. I think that is just insane. Less than 50 guys that are over the age of 30 in the NRL right now. So when you have a look, there's 16 teams. What is that? That's like 3.2 players per team that are over the age of 30, which is pretty wild. I would suggest if you look outside of the Penrith Panthers that won last year without a single player over 30, the vast majority of teams that have won it over the last few years, they would have had a fair whack of guys over the age of 30. Obviously, look at the Melbourne Storm the year before. Off the top of my head, you're talking Jesse Bromwich, you're talking Cameron Smith. I think there'd be one or two two more in there that I can't think of at the moment. But especially in the past, you look at the older teams that have won premierships, there was a heap of guys that were plus 30 with a heap of experience that had played a heap of finals footy. It is very interesting the direction it's moving. It is no shock, of course, obviously, that there is more players that are young than are old, no doubt about that. But I did think there would be a little bit higher numbers in the older range. Obviously, there's going to be a heap of young guys because you've got extended squads of young guys that you're keeping an eye on. You're throwing out a wide net and everything. But really interesting numbers there. You see that the most popular age is about 25, but there's a big drop at 24-year-olds. I would say that there'd be a lot of guys that get to 22, 23, and they've spent 4 or 5 years trying to make it into the first grade system, and then there would be a bit of a drop-off. After that 4 or 5 years of guys that have been in the system playing reserve grade, clubs will sort of look around and go, okay, do we keep trialling with this guy who hasn't made it to first grade yet, or do we look at the next 17, 18-year-old that could potentially play first grade in the next 2 years? And that's where it gets really tough. Let's move to the next slide.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The heading is a youthful competition. And there's a couple of dot points here that are really interesting, just some interesting facts coming from those numbers. Luke Keary is in the oldest 11% of NRL players. Now, I understand Luke Keary's been around for a while, but for him to be almost in the top 10% oldest players in the competition is pretty wild. Keary debuted in 2014. That was 8 years ago. Just 8 years ago, and he's now in the 10% of the oldest guy. He's just outside it. He's sitting in the 11%, to be fair, but let's call it 10%. Let's call it evens there. Pretty wild to think. Luke Keary, he doesn't feel really old to me. I would have thought that the top 11% of the oldest guys in rugby league, they would have been probably 31 and beyond. Luke Keary, I think he's a little bit younger than that, realistically. I think Luke Keary is only 29 or so, which is crazy to think about. DCE is the sixth oldest player in the game. Pretty crazy for DCE. Up until grand final, essentially. Up until the final series, anyway, we were sort of saying DCE is probably the Australian halfback. So to be the sixth oldest guy to be doing that, pretty incredible. Had a cracking season as well, DCE. I think you'll tend to see a few older guys in those key positions as well. Tom Trbojevic is older than 53% of NRL players. Now, Tom Trbojevic is only 24 years old, and he is in the older percentage of players, which is pretty crazy. He's in the higher 50%. And he's 24 years of age, yeah? So that just shows that sort of divide I was talking about, that when guys get to 22, 23, clubs start to look around the room and work out, does this guy have a future or not? Should we be investing in someone else that is younger? Players 27 or younger make up 81% of all contracted players. Not a huge shock there. I probably didn't expect that number to be as high, but players under the age of 27, you've also got a lot of guys that are in the first few years of first grade. You've got to get value out of these guys. That's how the salary cap works. So you have got to play guys that are a little bit younger on less coin. You've also got to have another 12, 13 guys in your squad. Probably 3 or 4 of them will be about, you know, over the age of 22, 23 as real depth guys. The rest of them, you'll be planting a seed for the future. So 81%, I probably would have had it at about 70%, but it does show where the game is heading, yeah? Only 19% are over the age of 27, so only 1 in 5 players is over the age of 27, which is pretty wild. That's only about 3 per team, which is pretty crazy. Let's have a look. Just 2 players are 33 years old. None of them are older. We mentioned that earlier. No one over the age of 33. David Mead, Aiden Tolman. I don't know if either of these guys are going to be in their starting 13 next year, realistically. Aiden Tolman's probably got the best shot, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up on the bench. I also wouldn't be surprised if he misses out on this squad, quite possibly. The last one, and this is interesting. These are a heap of guys that have retired this year. The Morris brothers, CSL Viola, Blake Greed, Benji Marshall, Isaac Luke, and Alex Glenn would each be the NRL's oldest player had they not retired in 2021. So if any of those guys would have gone around once again, which I would suggest probably the Morris boys, I think they would have gone around this year if it wasn't for Brett Morris's injury. I think they would have been here this year. Blake Green, I think he would have retired. Same as CSL Soliola. Benji Marshall, he was definitely considering playing another year, and I think he could have well and truly. Alex Glenn, I think he was considering playing another year, but the Broncos sort of put a halt to that. Isaac Luke, if he was in a team somewhere, if someone was appreciating Isaac Luke, I think he could have made a great 14 next year as well in a few teams. So some really interesting numbers there to have a look at the way the competition is changing, the way that we are heading. Make sure you go and follow Rugby League Review on Instagram at Rugby League Review, putting out some great content. Make sure you are supporting content creators who are putting out quality content at the moment during the off season to keep all of you entertained.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.